Clean up your whole backyard. Get into your business. Clean it up, mister.
Clean it up, mister. Hey, you might have a little backyard cleaning up to do today. Get a tree blown over. Maybe some things scattered around the yard. May end up with something in your backyard that came from your neighbor's yard.
Or vice versa. You guys can go out and swap umbrellas back and forth.
So if you got something in your landscape or yard, 1-888-767-4348. We were right in the middle of a conversation with Mike. Go
Hello.
Ahead. Yes, sir.
I left you where I have a mock orange that's right.
I need to know, Mike. Can I stop you 1 second?
Sure.
What are
sure,
you
sure.
calling? What are you calling mock orange?
Is it sour
orange or is it pittosporum mock orange?
I believe I replaced ficus with it because they said it was more tolerant to the freeze.
Sounds like
I believe it could be a sour orange.
Yeah, it sounds like sour orange. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, all of a sudden about 2 weeks ago, I had this one orange, which is next to two others, the leaves started to get real brittle, and now they're turning yellow in, I would say, 75% of the tree. And yesterday when I came out to look at it, I noticed that right next to it, about 10 feet away, is a 5-year-old Arizona ash. And that ash tree is now on about half of it getting orange and yellow, and it almost like it looks like when fall arrives and it's about to drop its leaves. And I got something going on, and I'd hate to lose these trees.
Well, I'd say the something going on is you better check your water system. Something has happened, and you're not delivering enough water. It's, you know, without seeing it, those are classic signs of water distress. So, you know, with a power outage, if you had any power outages, it may have goofed up your schedule, your timer. You know, maybe you've got a leak or something's plugged up. I'd go out there today, turn everything on manually and watch it run. And in the meantime, I'd grab some leaves and take it in to somebody or take some pictures and send it to us or something. But sounds like classic sunburn, desiccation, not enough water.
And when you're watering, you always talk about watering deep. Get your sacrificial rod, whether it's an old screwdriver or something strong enough you can poke in the ground and make sure it's getting wet.
I was at a house a couple days ago, and you know, she came in with a picture, thankfully, of a big dead spot that had occurred in her lawn. I said, you know what, you're on my way home, let me just come by. So I went by and took a look at it. I said, go turn your sprinklers on. Well, she turned them on, and what happens this time of year in lawns is the lawns start creeping a little higher. They're growing fast, so the lawn guy raises his mower instead of scalping the lawn, because once a week really isn't enough a lot of times. So in long story short, what has happened is her sprinkler heads are getting blocked now because the grass has gotten long and it's not reaching the middle of the yard. And I said, let me show you. And I went and got a shovel and I said, it ran for the 8 or 10 minutes, whatever it ran. We could only put that shovel in about, you know, quarter or half an inch in that spot. And it went in 5 or 6 inches deep in the spots that were green. So something that tests actual soil penetration. It can look like it's getting water, but it probably isn't.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Good luck getting your trees back on a good watering schedule. Let's swing to Tucson on the topic still of watering and bring Roger into the conversation. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I have a yard that's got some Italian cypress, 3 citrus trees, 7 palms and 4 deciduous trees. And I'm going to have my irrigation system, the tubing, replaced fairly quickly. When I first moved here, I was told that it's better to irrigate, say, twice a week for 4 hours. And now people are telling me that every day for an hour. So my first question is, which makes more sense?
Twice a week for 4 hours.
Pardon me? Twice a week?
Twice a week. That's an easy one. The longer and deeper and slower and less often you can water, the better off you are.
Okay. And my second question is, how do I determine the optimum amount of water per plant type? because I'm sure there are different requirements for different types of trees.
Yeah, I don't know if they're available in Tucson, but the Arizona Municipal Waters Users Association, AMWA, puts out a little booklet called Watering by the Numbers. We have that on our website if you go to harpersnursery.com. You can find it under, under Gardening Tips, and you can find the guide for watering, or you can go to wateruseitwisely.com. I forget what page number it is, but if you go to the certain page, it'll tell you by category of plant, high water use, low water use, ground cover, then by the canopy of the plant, whether it's a shrub or a tree, how many gallons of water per watering that it needs. So then you can determine, let's say it needs 50 gallons of water per watering to water deeply. If I've got 5 2-gallon-an-hour emitters, or I'm putting 10 gallons of water an hour on that plant, it needs 5 hours of water to give me 50 gallons of water. Then you turn the page, and it gives you by season how often you need to do that. So it's pretty simple once you determine how big your tree is and how many gallons using that chart to figure out what your schedule is. So that's what I would do.
Roger, we appreciate the call. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to get on the line with Mr. John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery. We're going to take a quick break from the calls and run up to Camp Verde, bring in Dr. Tinlin, who is the planter and founder of Summer Place Pecan Farm. Dr. Tinlin, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about the history of your farm.
Regarding which now?
The history of your farm.
All right. I planted about 1,400 trees back in 1978. I'm a retired geologist, hydrologist. At that time, I wasn't retired, but I bought the farm in Camp Verde and looked around at what grows here well, and I found that the pecan trees had been planted back in turn of the century. So having grown up on a farm in Iowa, I didn't like cows or hay, so I planted pecan trees. And I selected a variety that does well in this area after considerable research. And now I'm the chief nut at the pecan farm.
And what variety of pecans did you plant?
I planted Wichita and a Western. Pecan trees are wind pollinators, and you need there's early pollinators and late pollinators. So there's a lot of different varieties of pecan trees, but the ones that I found do quite well. I brought in several thousand trees back in late 70s and 80s. I planted 1,400, and then I sold a lot of trees. I brought them in from New Mexico, which seemed to have a very compatible variety to this area.
Yeah, those are varieties that will grow well here in the valley if folks are interested as well.
What right. kind of produce does 1,400 pecan trees turn out?
We can estimate somewhere between 2,000 and 2,500 pounds to the acre. And I have got into the practice of harvesting for a lot of other individuals in as much as I had the necessary equipment to shake trees. The only way to really get pecans out of a tree, of course, on a production scale is to have tree shakers. And then I got a cleaning machine.
You hire teenagers for that?
What's that?
You hire teenagers for that, rowdy teenagers to shake the tree?
I've hired a lot of different teenagers all the way up to anybody that needs work. At harvest time, we usually put maybe 8 to 10 people on staff. We will have maybe one or two crews out shaking trees and bringing the pecans in. And then we also have a crew working on the cleaning machine. And you have to get the shucks and the trash out of the pecans. And then we bag them up, and I've been selling for many years to Farmers Investment down by Tucson.
And there's also a country store there on the farm. You can get a variety of different pecans cooked in a variety of different ways. It is the Summer Place Pecan Farm. If you're looking, we talk a lot about Arizona staycations and different places to go. Check out their website, summerplacepecanfarm.com. Beautiful country store.
You go during harvest. You're going to be there for dinner tonight, right?
You could pick them right off the ground. Yes, we will be there tonight for the Yavapai County Annual Farm Bureau Banquet. And, yeah, looking forward to checking it out. Pecans have been a staple at the Romero Christmas for as long as I can remember. I mean, Baby K's.
Holiday roasted pecans. Pecan Keon. Is my favorite nut. It's just hands down. They're a good, fresh, cracked pecan. It's the difference between a store-bought tomato and a homegrown tomato. I mean, you buy the shelled pecans. They seem to lose something in that plastic bag after so much time.
Well, who knows how long they've been
there. Who knows how long they've been there. But, boy, cracking open a fresh whole pecan, just walking the farm down in Louisiana, getting ready to go to an LSU football game. What else do I need to say?
Hey, you know, that recipe for those pecans is on the website. People always ask for those Baby K's seasoned pecans. They're good stuff.
Find it at rosieonthehouse.com for the recipe. It's Summer Place Pecan Farm. You can go online, check it out, get there during harvest, and you can pick them up right off the ground.